What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. This is episode 215 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. One thing I mentioned in not yesterday's or the most recent podcast, but the one before that, self-sabotage podcast, there was something in there I mentioned that I want to double down on and talk about more today, because I think the more I've been thinking about it, this is a big deal and a kind of mistake that a lot of us make. I personally have made it over and over and over, and again, a lot of this stuff that I'm talking about comes from personal experience. So these are mistakes that I've made and continue to make, and the more I make them, they are a good reminder to me that lots of other people are probably making them too. So one of the things I mentioned in the self-sabotage podcast was the fact that we will often, without realizing it, start to discontinue a behavior or habit that has been really, really good for us. Okay, but what happens is over time, we kind of don't realize the benefits that we're getting from that behavior, and we start to attribute them to maybe something else or just not notice them anymore. So we gradually give up the behavior. And I'll explain this in more detail, because I'm sure it's pretty confusing the way I'm speaking right now. And then we don't notice the effect of giving up that behavior for quite some time. And then sometimes it's hard to connect the dots. So I'm going to give you my personal example, and then I'll frame it so you can understand how this applies more to everybody else's life. So one of the things, and what's funny about this, guys, is I'm the one telling people not to do this. My mentors have taught me not to do what I'm about to tell you that I've done, and I still did it. So one of the things in business is you need to constantly be marketing, right? So you need a constant inflow of kind of attention to your business or your brand. And whether that's customers or what we would call leads or possible new customers, you know, every company on earth has to do some kind of marketing so people are aware that they exist, right? When you back in the day, it was billboards. You drive down the highway, there's billboards everywhere. Why are they there? So people are aware that McDonald's or the Red Roof Inn or whatever exists, and that brings awareness to the brand. So this is, you know, marketing and advertising 101. So typically, you'll have some kind of a marketing budget set aside, so a certain amount of money you spend every month to let customers know that you're alive. In 2019, a lot of that the advertising budget will be spent on digital ads. So Facebook ads, things that you see when you're watching, reading Facebook, looking at Instagram, you're going to see some sponsored ads come by. Yeah, a company has put money behind those ads to put them in front of you so that you see them. Just like a commercial on television. Same thing with Instagram, same thing with Google, everything, right? So we always do that. That's just a part of running a business. But it's a pretty substantial cost to your business. So when you go through your finances and you look and see how much money you're spending on advertising, it's very tempting to cut back on that, okay? So we went through a period of time where, and I do most of the creative for the ads, so we went through a period of time a few months back where I felt like I didn't have any good new ads to run. We'd been running the same ones for a couple years now, so I think I was mentally kind of burnt on seeing them. We were seeing our normal amount of, business traffic, new people being interested in the gym. And we had a really good flow going. I was posting a lot on our Facebook page, not considered marketing because it didn't cost any money. And we just had a ton of attention coming to our Facebook page and our website. So we had picked up a few more expenses with some new developments that we're doing and some rearranging of the gym. We cut back on a little bit of income. by eliminating some things that were bringing in money. So I decided to cut back on the advertising spending for a little while. Thinking that we got plenty of leads coming in, we got plenty of buzz happening right now, and we'll save a little money there to use for other areas. Well, without realizing it, little by little, the lead traffic starts to go away. So over the last couple of months, we start noticing that, hey, something's like seems to be off, because this is just getting smaller and smaller. And it seems so obvious, right, in hindsight. And now somewhere along those lines, we brought the budget back up. But what my point is that the effect of cutting back the budget didn't rear its ugly head until about 3 or 4 months later, because it was so gradual, right? So we didn't notice the gradual decline until it reached a pretty low number. So literally this morning, John ran some numbers and showed me the gradual decline over the last, let's call it 5 months of, you know, new inquiries. And they only went down by, you know, 5 or 6 a month, but over time that adds up to be a big difference. And it wasn't until that I realized, whoa, we're looking at all these reasons why that might have happened, and I'm glad we're doing that. We're revamping the website. We're getting a lot of feedback from clients about what they want to see on the website, what they don't. They want to see on our Facebook page what they don't, and that's all been helpful. But as I'm thinking about it, I think it all comes back to the fact that I cut that back several months ago, and that you slowly start to feel the effects of it, and by the time you realize what's happening, you're already pretty far gone. So what happens, the way this happens in real life and in the gym, fitness, strength, health world that we live in, is we see this all the time when someone starts on a program of some sort, particularly the eating side of things, nutritionally. We'll see it in the workout world too, and I'll give you examples of both. So let's just say, for example, someone is ready to get in shape, lose weight, get stronger, and they decide to start training. Again, I'm not talking about our gym specifically. I'm talking about everybody. So maybe you're gonna work out 4 times a week is your plan, and you are going to drink half a gallon of water every day, and you're gonna eat your 5 small healthy meals a day. You're gonna start every morning with 2 glasses of water before you eat, and you're gonna eliminate alcohol except for Saturday nights. That's your plan. So you get started and you're kicking butt and you lose, you know, 5-10 pounds out off the jump, and you're doing great, everything's going good. And then that progress starts to slow down and taper off, and then you find that you've stalled in your weight loss and or your progress in the gym, and your physical appearance isn't changing as much anymore, and you're just noticing that, I don't feel as good as I did. I don't know what's wrong. This is why record keeping is so important, because if you're not keeping records of what you're doing, or even a journal or a training log or a diet log, you really won't be able to figure this out. But a lot of times when that's happening with a client of ours, I will say, all right, well, let's take a look at what you're doing. You know, write down your current daily diet for me. Write down, let's look back. If it's our client, I can easily look back over our records and see, hey, let's see how what your trainings looked like. Without fail, what the client is actually doing is very different from what their program was or should be. Okay? So what started out as 4 days a week over a couple months has become 2 days a week, because Fridays didn't seem to work, so they just got dropped. And Sunday's on the schedule, but I seem to cancel every other Sunday because of something. So we end up with training 2 days a week instead of 4. Okay, we were originally doing cardio every day after the workout for a half an hour, but it didn't seem like it was doing anything, so I cut back on that because I needed to save time because the gym was taking too long. I also started having alcohol during the week. I used to do it just Saturdays, but Wednesdays is happy hour at the place by the work, and so I started having that. I haven't really been doing the water anymore. That just became too much for me, so I didn't really think that was a big deal, so I don't actually do that. And I'm not eating five times a day anymore. I'm eating three, because the five just was very time consuming. Right? You get where I'm going, right? So all of a sudden, now because all those changes happened gradually, the person doing that is not even aware that they're completely not on the program anymore. They're completely off the program. They are training twice a week, drinking twice a week, eating three meals a day, and not doing cardio. Well, that's very, very different from the guy who was training 4 days a week, doing cardio every workout, eating five times a day, and drinking once a week, right? But we don't recognize this as it's happening because they're so small and insignificant when they are alone. And that's the key to all of this, is all of it is compounding. All these things, are all what's called synergistic, meaning they work together. Okay, yes, you could probably take one of those variables in our example there. Let's say the guy does everything right, but he adds in the Wednesday happy hour. He'll probably be okay, honestly. Let's say the guy doesn't do the happy hour, but eliminates cardio a couple of his workouts. Probably not all of them, actually, if that's what was getting him results. That might not be a big deal. You know, switching from five meals a day to four might not be a big deal. But when you do them all, that's a huge problem. You're not even close to where you started out. So again, this example, this guy didn't decide to drop all those things on one day. Over weeks and months, those things just started to go away. So again, I didn't just completely stop marketing, but I cut back on the budget here, cut back on the budget there, took this down for a little while here, and all of a sudden, without realizing it, everything's gone, okay? And then now it's a matter of getting back. So when that guy realizes he's not getting results anymore, he's got to have a way to look and see what's changed, and then it's fairly simple to get back to all the things that were working. So what I would encourage you to do is, if you're on some kind of program of any sort, and I don't care if you're running a business, if you are getting in shape, but if you are not seeing the results that you once saw, take a look at what you're doing and really see how it lines up with what you're supposed to be doing, okay, with what you know you should be doing. And I want you to take a cold, hard look at that and see, because I bet you it's not. If you've never seen the results that you want, take a look and look whether you've ever done what you were supposed to be doing, really, if you've really done what you're supposed to be doing for a reasonable period of time to let it work. And if you haven't, sit down with one of us, if you're somewhere else, sit down with somebody and take a look at what your plan is and come up with a new plan that will be more effective. Because if nothing's worked, there's proof in the pudding right there that the program or the implementation of it is just not correct yet. But it doesn't mean it's completely wrong. It just probably means you need a little more of this, a little less of that. I hope that makes sense, guys. But that's something, like I said, I've caught myself doing quite a bit in many different areas. And yes, I've done it again, but I am correcting that. And I want you guys to go and correct whatever your version of that is. Have a great day, guys.